This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. And time for a checkup. And good to get back in studio from Southern Cancer Center, Director of Research at Southern Cancer Center, Carla Childers. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
We had last time we were talking about clinical trials, right? And clinical trials overall, because this is something those of us not in the medical world hear. There was a clinical trial on such and such, and we read this and that. But you're the head of this, like putting these on. So we're doing these right here at Mobile.
Right, we are.
So Southern Cancer Center, one of these places doing clinical trials. I want to back up for a second. If people didn't catch us last time you're on, a clinical trial is what? I mean, what's the, you know, simple, a definition I can understand, Carla?
It's studies that evaluate safety, effectiveness, and side effects of any new drugs, procedures,
Okay, so these are things that, like, whether that we're going to talk about cancer specific, because what right. y'all do, but any kind of drug is going to go through a clinical trial.
Correct.
Okay. Now, obviously, it's in y'all's name, Southern Cancer Center. So you do, what kind of clinical trials is Southern Cancer Center doing? I'm sure they are, but what kind of cancer trials? What kind of medicines? What are we looking at?
Most of our studies are lung and breast.
Okay.
We also have head and neck.
Okay.
And we also have access, because we are within the SCRI network, access to what's called STAR trials, and it's trials for accelerated rollout. And what those are studies that are harder to accrue to. So within the network, they'll have one or two seed sites, that's what they call them, where the study's already open. But if we identify a patient that would qualify for this study, we can reach out to them and have that study opened within 2 weeks.
Okay, back up 1 second for me. So you said these STAR trials.
Right.
And then you said seed site. So explain that to me. So is it a trial that's already going on? Or?
Right. So within the network, there's tons of locations. And so a couple of locations will open the study like normal.
And locations being like?
There's some in Texas.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. It's like just different cities, different places. Okay, cool. I'm with you now. Okay.
Right. So they may choose one or two sites that fully opens the study where we're not open, but if we identify a patient within 2 weeks, we can have that study open and available to our patient so we can enroll them.
Because it's a specific type of cancer or something. We got this patient that fits that bill.
Right. And they're usually harder to accrue to because they're usually connected to some type of genetic mutation that you don't see often.
Okay.
But when you do see them, you want to be able to, you know, treat them. And if that study is available, you know, we reach out and within 2 weeks, we can have that study.
So Carla, not only are you like conducting the clinical research at Southern Cancer Center, you're monitoring what people are doing that's not under your roof.
Right.
So that's a lot to keep up with. Let's talk about who around here, patients that enroll in a trial, if they come into you, do they come in and ask, hey, or do you have any clinical trials? Or are you going to ask them, you know what I'm saying? Do they say nothing? You say, hey, by the way, your cancer might be part of a trial. How does that process work?
We'll usually identify them by doing screening and looking at the patients that are coming in and reviewing their chart. And if they look good, then we'll go to the doctor and go, they look great for the study, give the physician some information, and they will present the study to the patient first. And then if the patient is interested, we will go in and speak to the patient and give them more information.
You've talked about the physician a couple of times. So can they keep their same oncologist?
Absolutely.
So the person they're with, even though they're in the trial, they still have the same oncologist they had before.
Right. We have 4 locations, 2 in Baldwin County and 2 in Mobile. And we see patients in all the locations. So where we identify them is where they're going to be treated.
Okay. Once somebody's in a trial, could there be other tests or procedures done? Or is it like once a trial starts, I mean, is there flexibility in this?
There is. Now, with the protocol, there's not flexibility. It has to be exact. However, if the physician wants to add on specific lab work or some other type testing, they can do that if they want to.
You know, something last time you were here, we talked about, there was kind of, I don't know, I had it pictured in my head. Clinical trials, everybody stayed in a building and didn't leave. I don't know. I'm ignorant to this stuff. You said that's not the case.
That is not the case.
So especially like somebody who's with Southern Cancer Center, how does it affect their daily life? I mean, they're coming and going, doing the things they did before they were in the trial.
Right. It's really no different. I mean, they're going to come see them for their doctor just like they would even without a study. They're going to get labs, same as if they weren't in a study, only they might get more.
Okay.
So the main difference is they have their very own person. Any patient on a clinical trial, if they walk through our doors, they have their CRC with them and follows them through.
Okay, you told me about this lab. So CRC, that's...
Clinical Research Coordinator.
And they know everything that goes on with that individual patient at
Correct.
Southern Cancer Center.
They manage that patient from consenting, screening, cycle one, until the patient is off study.
Okay. Let's talk about this. Can patients continue treatment for other conditions while they're in a trial?
They can. Now, most studies will have some prohibited medications.
Okay. That you'll tell them up front, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And if they're on those, most of the time we can find another drug just as effective that maybe works on a different pathway, so we can switch that drug out.
Okay. And let's talk about the, if somebody's in one of these clinical trials and wow, this thing we're testing is really working for them. Clinical trial ends. Do they get to stay on it?
Well, our hope would be that it would be FDA approved.
Yes.
You know, but I have had that happen one time before where they closed the study, but the patient was getting benefit from that treatment and we were able to continue to secure that drug for them.
That's good. And you had said this last time, if y'all didn't hear, Carla was talking about the fact that somebody in one of these clinical trials gets a chance to get this brand new medicine that's helping them. And for everybody else, there's going to be a period of time before, if it got FDA approval, it's not going to be like the next day. So there is really an incentive to get in these trials.
Right.
What type of patient support do y'all offer when somebody's there? I mean, talk about the CRC. I mean, that's like, what do you support for people that come? I mean, y'all do this, I know, from talking to other people at Southern Cancer Center that aren't even in clinical trials. You offer kind of a holistic
right.
support.
Right. The patient is followed by their provider team, which consists of a nurse practitioner, medical assistant, and the physician's nurse. So we work real closely with them. We work real close with our lab department, making sure that the correct labs are drawn, they're processed correctly. Same with pharmacy. We work hand in hand with them, ensuring that the drugs are mixed how they're supposed to be mixed for the study. And then our infusion nurses, you know, they administer the drug. So we speak with them and work real closely with them, make sure that it's given over the right amount of time, or if there's a break between one drug to the next, that they're aware of this. If there's specific vital signs or lab work that needs to be done, you know, they're aware of that because we're working closely with them.
Also, I wonder about this part of it. I don't know if it's a normal question here, but the insurance. Does insurance cover the clinical trial, or how does that work, Carla?
Well, if it's standard of care, we can bill the insurance, and the insurance will pay just like if they weren't on study. If they're doing something that's only for the study, then the study will pay for it.
Okay, so either way, if it's the standard of care, the normal is, you know, take whatever medicine out, put this new one in, insurance is going to pay. If not, the study's going to pay for it.
Correct. It should be. It should not cost them any more money.
That's right. I guess what I'm getting
at. Clinical trial than not.
Okay. All right. And I also read this. So you're in a partnership at Southern Cancer Center with Sarah Cannon and the U.S. Oncology Network. Educate me here, Carla, what that is and why that's important.
Sarah Cannon is, you know, Sarah Cannon Research Institute, very well known. It's huge. And because of them, we have access to more trials than we would have without them.
This is like the other trials you were talking about to be aware of that may be going on in Texas or Florida or somewhere else.
Correct. But also we're given opportunity for trials that we probably wouldn't be given that opportunity for if we weren't in that network.
So you kind of expanded the footprint of Southern Cancer
right.
Center with this relationship.
Exactly.
This is really exciting news here, and you know, always new innovations going on at Southern Cancer Center in treatment. I like to know that y'all are part of the research as well. This is great stuff that's happening here and giving people a chance to get on medicines well before the rest of us.
Right.
Thank you for what you're doing. Please come back and see me soon.
I would love to.
All right, Carla Childers, she is the Director of Research at Southern Cancer Center and our guest right here on Time for a Checkup.